Woman arrested as Black Lives Matter charity fundraiser goes missing. By Kurt Zindelka on August 18, 2021. A woman has been arrested on suspicion of stealing funds raised by a Bristol, UK Black Lives Matter group after radicals toppled the statue of Sir Edward Colston last year. Following the act of vandalism, which received international attention, the Bristol-based Black Lives Matter group BRIS BLM fundraising page went viral, raising some £32,334, with one donor giving £20,000. The crowdfunding pitch had promised to donate the proceeds to the local youth charity Changing Your Mindset, which is based in the city's Malcolm X Center. However, the money was never provided to the charity, which intended to send 15 teenagers on a trip to West Africa. A spokesman said, "Changing Your Mindset can confirm that on May 25, 2021, an allegation was made to Avon and Somerset Police in relation to the non-receipt of funds raised from the GoFundMe BRIS BLM for Changing Your Mindset appeal, and that Avon and Somerset Police have advised that they are now carrying out an investigation. We thank those that have been affected for their patience." The Avon and Somerset Police confirmed that they have arrested a woman in her 20s on suspicion of theft relating to the money, with a spokesman saying per The Times, "Inquiries are continuing following an allegation of theft." A female in her 20s was arrested on July 12 and was subsequently released under investigation. Speaking to the local Bristol Post, one of the young potential beneficiaries of the charity said, "There's disgust and disappointment. It's not even about the Africa trip. It's the thought that that money was supposed to do good for the community as a whole," the youngster added. Another said, "I feel like Africa is the motherland, the beginning for everyone, so being able to go there and experience the country would ensure a lot of great life lessons." Following the scandal, the Bristol Black Lives Matter group changed its name to All Black Lives Bristol and announced that it is now affiliated with the BLM splinter group All Black Lives UK. A spokesman for All Black Lives UK claimed that the theft was a result of mental health issues, adding, "The situation is sad and upsetting, but one we hope the community can come together to support one another through. We will not be adding anything further given the personal nature of the matter." The tearing down of the Colston statue in Bristol came amid nationwide unrest from Black Lives Matter radicals in the wake of the death of George Floyd in America. Months of protests ensued across the country, with leftist agitators targeting statues honoring Sir Winston Churchill, Queen Victoria, the National War Memorial, among others. So far, only four people have been charged with the toppling of the statue of 17th-century Bristol philanthropist and slave trader Sir Edward Colston. The accused have denied committing the criminal damage. They will stand trial next year. After removing the Colston statue from the local harbor, the city has since placed it in a local museum where it sits to this day, still covered in Black Lives Matter graffiti. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.